This is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
I'm Cecil G., presenter, former footballer, and your guide through the chaos of the beautiful game. This is VAR You Serious, the football show that takes everything we love about the sport and flips it completely on its head. We're talking fantasy 11s, where we build teams that nobody asks for. There's Rants of the Week, delivering the pure, unfiltered truth from the fans, complete with tears, tantrums, and the odd tinfoil hat conspiracy. Why not? But it's not all madness. We're shining a light on the real stories that make football special. The Sunday League legends. The kit man who's been at the club for the 40 years. The woman running her local team from her kitchen table. It's heart, humour, and just the right amount of chaos. This isn't your average football show. This is VAR You Serious, where football meets funny and every fan has a story. And on that note, I've got a special guest in the building. Yeah, a friend of mine, even though he sports a club I royally hate. I have Forms in the building. Big up Forms.
Yeah, baby. Thank you. Yeah, I'm all good. How you doing?
I'm very good. I'm happy. I mean, this is the first VAR You Serious, and you're here as my special guest. You know, that deserves a round of applause anyway.
Thank you very much. I'll give you a round of applause as well. Let's get it.
Thank you very much. And before we get into, you know, the first discussions on today's show, can we just do another round of applause for my producer, Kim, just got engaged this week.
Hell yeah.
We love love. We love.
That's literally what I was saying to him before we came on air. I was like, I love love.
That's what we're here for. We like to spread love. Obviously, there's a rivalry coming up.
Yes.
This week,
I love hate.
Love hate relationship. There's love in there, but we will get to that towards the back end of today. But let me just look over what's happened this week. Obviously, it's international break that's happened. I don't know. Obviously, I know how much of a big follower of football you are. If you don't know about Forms, listen, all over social media. He's a social media sensation. Obviously, a big, big Tottenham fan, which is why it was perfect to have him on the first show. But we are going to talk what we've seen so far this week. I was actually at Wembley for the Serbia game. I got to see my Arsenal boys win it 2-0.
Yep. Starboy and traitor. Love it.
Exactly there, Starboy. And maybe not for me, definitely not a traitor. Obviously, Eze scoring that peach of a goal. But one thing that kind of stole my attention was like, I saw they said on social media, the amazing assist from Phil Foden, which is the pass to Eze. I thought, bruh, come on.
Listen, I may be still holding a slight grudge over Eze for doing what he did, but football's football. That finish was beautiful. Finish was beautiful. I don't understand. Like, the finish was miles better than the assist. Mm-hmm. The assist was pretty much a pass.
That was a simple pass.
Literally.
And they were hyping up like he'd done a literally reverse.
Don't get me wrong. I think Phil Foden's class and he's got to be going to the World Cup. However, you're taking the light away from a player who's just finished an incredible goal. One of his first goals for England as well. Exactly. So... Exactly. It was a bit wrong, but at the same time, we all know, true fans know.
I like that. I like that you put your rivalry aside.
Yeah.
You're speaking honest and facts, because I was so flabbergasted by seeing them saying, oh, the assist by Phil Foden. Come on, guys, take away from Eze's amazing goal. Let's talk more about that. But we haven't actually conceded in the whole of the World Cup qualifiers, which is an incredible stat. England obviously going to the World Cup. So that was good to see. The only kind of thing else I saw was Jamaica. They drew. I know this is a bit on me. They drew their game against Trinidad and Tobago, where they're so close to not making the World Cup. Obviously, they got to play Curacao it's actually Wednesday night, but it's Tuesday 1 a.m. But it's Wednesday. It's been so long since we qualified for the World Cup. So hopefully this is the year. Hopefully Arsenal win the league and hopefully England win the World Cup and then we have a massive fight. Anyway, but that's enough.
I love that you've moved on before I could even get a word in. But okay, we'll move on.
But we're going to talk just quickly, briefly about the North London Derby this weekend. How are you feeling? I just want to get your thoughts and feelings for it before we get into the main meat of the show.
I'm feeling.
Are you confident or nervous?
I'm just feeling.
You're just feeling.
Listen, whenever we go to the Emirates, it's usually a case of we're expecting to not win. So I don't want to go in and be like, yeah, we're gonna batter you. Bro, you're a good side. You're a good side. You've been getting results in. And it's just one of them where the Emirates has been a hard place to go for normal teams, let alone Tottenham Hotspur. So I'm just hoping we go there and we play like we have intent to do something. which, look, might not be what you wanted. You probably wanted me to come here and be like, nah, we're going to win. We're going to, but I'm
I
not.
I thought you was going to do that, if I'm honest.
I'm not that delusional fan. I am probably one of the most optimistic Spurs fans you'll ever meet. So I do hope that we come away with 3 points.
Yeah.
However.
We're at home.
Yeah.
Defensive it's, record.
It's one
injury.
Of them. What's Gabriel saying? Is he Gonski? Is he out?
Oh, you'd like to hear
have
that.
Have I hit a nerve?
No, yeah, I've hit a nerve a little bit. Obviously, he played at the Emirates in the international break for Brazil and he came off injured. I believe he is being assessed. I believe that he's a doubt for the game.
Good.
For the North London derby.
I mean, now, listen, he's a human, so I hope he recovers, but yeah. Maybe just take a little bit more time to recover, Gabriel.
I get that. Obviously, we've got Calafuri returning. Gabriel Magalhães being potentially out for this game is a massive, massive miss. He's an incredible player, obviously a goal scorer, but also in a defensive unit. Like, he's the main defensive unit, in my opinion. I think he's surpassed Saliba of late as well for being a better player and more influential than Saliba, because we have seen Saliba drop out and Mosquera come in and be very comfortable. So yes, that is a doubt for me as an Arsenal fan, but I still think, you know, being at home and, you know, going back on the fact that Arsenal are trying to win again for the fourth time, win the Premier League, I think we started quite well, we are top of the league. And I feel like it's a massive game that Arsenal should be able to get over the line. Let me get your score prediction quickly for the game. Oh, how much confidence do you have?
My radio score prediction is 2-1 Tottenham.
Okay.
That's it. We're on radio. That's my prediction.
Is that your heart or your head?
That is my every fibre of my body with hope that we are going to walk away from. Because I just think, I mean, it's weird because I've never gone into a North London derby with our two biggest attacking threats being our centre-halves, yours being Gabriel and ours being Mickey van der Ven. However, you don't have Gabriel. Hopefully you won't have Gabriel. So, little Mickey van der Ven goal, little winner at the last minute at the Emirates, that'd be nice. So I'm talking head, heart, feet, arms, everything.
There's a lot of hope in that. My score prediction, I think I'm similar to you. And that kind of shows my bit of, I guess, nervous feeling of what I have right now. But also, I'm going to back my team and say 2-1 Arsenal. I think it'll be a tight game. No, Tottenham, it's a North London derby. It's the most insane derby, I think, I believe, in the country. So, like, it's never an easy breeze, whether we're home or away. I feel a bit more confident because we're home. But Tottenham can cause us threats. We're coming off the back of an international break. Like you mentioned as well, Gabriel Magalhães is not going to be there. We have got players returning from injury, but because they're returning, means they haven't really had time to bed it back into Arsenal. So
yeah,
there might be a bit of, lag when it comes to the fluidness when it comes to Arsenal. So 2-1.
I've just remembered our away form is immaculate, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, we're top of the away form. We're top of the away league.
Oh,
we beat City away. We've won all our away games and drawn one. We haven't lost an away game yet. Is that right?
That is fascinating.
Yeah, that is right. I think that is right.
It's fascinating to know. I mean, I would have tried to back that, but obviously Liverpool, we lost away. So, but
yeah,
apart from that, I think we've been quite impeccable as well away. We obviously drew to Sunderland was our last game, but that should put the fire back in the bellies of the Arsenal players to say, right, we need to get back onto winning ways. So it's going to be a good one.
It always is. Of course.
Are you going to be there?
I'm trying to be.
Right.
I'm trying to be.
Right, okay.
If anyone can help me out, I'm trying to be.
Well, that's to you lot listening. There we go. If we can get forms there, that would be great. And obviously, it's a massive, massive game, North London derby. And I'm now going to move us on to our first topic of the day, which is the big debate. The first thing I've got for you, forms, is it's time to... for the big debate, and since it's the North London derby this weekend, me and you will be debating who is the bigger club in North London. Mm-hmm. But with a twist, producer Kim is going to come in and explain the rules and be the referee for this debate. Come on, right. Kim, talk to us.
Okay, look, I know both of you could speak for England about why Spurs are the best North London club, about why Arsenal are the best North London club.
Well,
but there are some rules to this to make it a little bit more difficult. First of all, you have 90 seconds each and 90 seconds only.
Okay.
However, if you break any of these rules, you are instantly disqualified.
Instantly? Wait,
instantly.
There's not like a...
No, you're instantly...
There's no VAR.
Oh.
Why are you
there's
acting
no VAR.
Nervous for? Arsenal you're fans instantly. Usually come in being like, yeah, nah, we've got all the debate.
Yeah, but the words that he's... Okay, go
instantly
on, go
disqualified.
On. Okay.
If you both make it, the 90 seconds... I will decide who wins.
Cool. Okay.
So, who is the biggest club in North London? But you cannot use the words Arsenal, Spurs, Tottenham, North, London, Red, White, or Gunners.
I think it's only right that the guest should get to choose whether he goes first or last.
Sure, fine,
and I would like to go last.
Okay.
Come on. All right.
90 seconds.
All right.
Starts now.
Okay, so firstly, we've won more trophies than the Lily Whites, yeah? That's the overarching argument to start with. Premier League titles, right? They've never won, yeah? We've got three of those, yeah? Let's be real. Our also invincible, yeah? When invincible, big club, it's a Premier League record that still is yet to be done. Massive. Whilst we won that trophy, it was at their house, yeah? It was at the stadium, right? So that's one thing there. They're called, one of the nicknames of the Lily Whites. We are the, what word can I not use? Gooners, yeah? We're stronger when it comes to the names. The players leave their club to come and get success. Let's talk Sol Campbell. He left that club in a certain area in London, yeah? To come over to us and won the double. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Disqualified.
But a certain area in where?
A certain area in where?
So in London. I can say London. You said don't say
North. I think is one word. London.
Oh no, that is the comma.
Oh, you've got to look for the comma.
I thought it was North London together.
North, comma, London.
That is ridiculous.
Disqualified.
That is ridiculous. Also, every argument you presented bore off.
No, I've got some. I was loading. Hold on a minute, really?
Forms.
Yeah.
You just have to last 48 seconds.
Okay.
Three.
The comma's not clear enough.
Two. One. Go.
Okay, so the reason that my team is the GOAT team.
Here we go, European.
In the location that we are talking about right now is one simple reason, and that's because your team belong in the south. My team belong further up than the south because that's where we have always been. Debate over. However, where is your European glory?
There we go.
Is what I will say. You want to talk to me about Invincibles? That wasn't even the best record other than the loss. I'm really trying to think about my words here. Other than the zero losses. And I'm pretty much chilling. I'm gonna talk about Adebayor being a geezer, Jermaine Defoe, I like him. Mickey van der Ven's pretty good. Madison.
This is
love
crazy.
That. I love really taking my time here to talk about the Europa League. And I cried my eyes out. I actually had the pleasure of being with Solanke the other day and showing him the video of me crying my eyes out after that dub. And I'm just going to bring it back to the fact that you are originating in the south of the capital.
There we go. Sorry, Cecil.
Terrible.
Always look for the comma.
This needs to be, see what I've got in front of me? It needs to be in bold and clear, but it's fine. I thought it was a pretty terrible argument, but I would have won.
I didn't need to do anything other than say, I mean, it was who's the best team in North London? Well, there's only one, unless you're putting Watford in the M25.
We are in North London, and we are the biggest team. Anyway, listen, I'll take the L on that one. I should have.
I didn't even need to think of anything intellectual because you'd already lost. Yeah. I just had to start and then Adebayor was the first player that came to my head. He's a geezer.
Right, well, listen, that was an interesting big debate. I'm gutted. I'm sorry, Arsenal fans. I let the team down. I need to look at my punctuation and understand it a lot better. But after the break, we will be going into the next section, which is Ref for the Day, who will be Forms. And I'll give you the explanation on that straight after this.
VAR, are you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
Right, we're back. Ref for the Day is the next section. I've got Forms in the building. And now it's time for Ref of the Day. Forms, we know the standard of refereeing in this country is absolutely terrible, right? So I'm giving you the chance to become the referee for the day, but with a difference. Now imagine this scenario. This is what we're going to go. We're going to run with this one. Real Madrid are playing against Accrington Stanley under 16s.
Unreal.
In a £1 billion game of football. So whoever wins keeps the money. Obviously, you get to keep a little bit as well because we might as well take a little break off as well. You know, if you make a certain team win, you can break a bit of the money off. Your job is to create three rules or adjustments to the rules to level the playing field. These can include making Madrid's whole team wear Wellington boots, which I still don't think will be enough, or that they can only run without using their arms. The more ridiculous and surreal, the better, right? Firstly, we have to start though. I'll do the prediction of what would actually be, and you can give me a prediction of Real Madrid first team, Mbappe, Vinny, Jude.
Yeah.
All right, against, sorry, I don't know any Accrington Stanley under 16 players. their team, what's the score going to be, roughly, if they were just to play a 90-minute match, you think, without any rules implemented? Just normal football rules.
I think 98-1.
Okay.
And I think it would get to 98th goal, and then Madrid would go, you know what, we're not going to hit 100, because even though we're Real Madrid, we'll show some respect, they're children.
Yep.
And we'll give them a goal. We'll, like, concede a little pen, and then we'll let the pen in. So 98-1. What about you?
I like that. I do like that you've gone into the actual human side of footballers that says, it can't be 100.
Also, if you're playing for Accrington Stanley under 16s, you're miles better at football than I will ever be. So big up yourselves, and I hope you get somewhere.
Fair. I've obviously been a youth player in my past, obviously, so I kind of know that sort of level under 16s. However, Real Madrid, I'm saying, I like the idea that they get a goal. So I'm going to say 62-2.
There's no way of us knowing this as well. it could be 4-0. We don't know.
But if it was a competitive, for £1 billion, that's like Club World Cup money.
Well, yeah, true.
There was a lot less than £1 billion. But Real Madrid, the board and the owners and the managers, they're going to have to take this seriously.
Mm.
So they're going to score a lot of goals. So 62, I would say, without the rules. Now we're going to try and, you're going to try and give me some rules to level the playing field. So we'll go with your first rule. Have a think. What would you do to make it level? So you're currently at 98 to one goal back to standing on 16. So how do we level this playing field? What's your first rule?
I think because Madrid will be playing against schoolboys, I think it needs to be a case of swapping uniform. So the Accrington Stanley players wear all the Real Madrid, like the kit, they get the Adidas Tech, they get the boots, they get everything they need. And the Madrid players have got to wear, I'm kind of killing two birds with one stone, they've got to wear a polo shirt and a jumper. And it's got to be played somewhere like Saudi or Qatar.
Okay.
They've got to wear a polo shirt and a jumper and school trousers.
Right.
And school shoes.
School shoes.
Because they might have 99 shot power, but my God, that accuracy is out the window.
Aye, but somewhere back in the day, the Wallabies and the Clarks. And, hey, I've scored some screamers in my day when I was at school.
Yeah, but how many did you miss?
Yeah, true. Very true. Okay, I'm saying, I'll be honest, that's only taken off, I'd say, about maybe 15 goals. I'd say it's still around about, my maths here, 88. 83 goals. 83-1. Thank you. As much as
I think that point. Gives us like 83-4 now.
Okay, yeah, 83-4 goals, because they'll fill themselves in the Real Madrid kit. Makes sense. Okay, 83-4. There's still a lot of goals to level the playing field. Interesting. I like that you've gone with the uniform. They got to look good and feel good and play good.
Yeah.
They're in the Real Madrid stuff. They're in actual school uniform, mad trousers as well. Can we get a tie in? You said maybe a tie.
Got to be a tie.
I remember when I was playing, I used to loosen the tie to make yourself breathe and make it easier. But if the players, Real Madrid players, Mbappe, top button up, school tie, that's going to be a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, facts.
Okay, we're in there. That's okay. Next rule, because right now, Accrington is still getting smoked.
Yeah, I think for every Real Madrid player on the pitch, there should probably be two Accrington Stanley players. So I think it should be 11v22. which then I think might not necessarily take that many goals out of Madrid, but it would give quite a few to the Accrington Stanley boys.
Yeah.
So I think now we're probably looking at about... No, I'd take it down. I'd say we're looking at about 42-19. That's the current scoreline I'm going for with double up.
Am I with forms here? Does that level it 42-19? I mean, they got extra players. They could do little slight tactics by holding on to a player and letting their friends dribble around. That could be a foul that the ref would sometimes give. Overload. They do training with overloaded players. A double is quite a lot to...
But just wait for my last rule, because my last rule is it kills the game.
Okay, right. Well, we're going to go... I'm going to put it roughly about 50-19. So there's still a big gap. So 50 to Real Madrid currently, 50-0. Not nil, but 50, and then Accrington Stanley on 19. So what's the final rule to put this game even?
The final rule is that Accrington Stanley don't... There's no such thing as offside for Accrington Stanley, but for Real Madrid, you are offside the moment you pass the halfway line. That means, Vinny, Mbappe, you best get your halfway line shots on, boys, because it's you can't make a forward pass after the halfway line.
Now I'm thinking Real Madrid are going to be extremely defensive. So it's going to be difficult to try and break that down, even with the more players on the pitch, even though they're in school uniform.
No, they're going to be having fun, though. I think they're still going to have fun. Because, yeah, the club will be like, bro, it's one bill. Like, you need to win this game. They're going to be like, it's 16-year-olds, bro. Give me that tie. Give me them school shoes.
They'll have a laugh. It'll be like a keepball session, really, for Real Madrid. Yeah. But they have to find a way to score, which would be, if you can't cross the halfway line, and you're, oh my God, and you're in school
shoes. You can.
Shoes.
You just can't play a forward pass once you're past the halfway line because you'd be offside.
So they have to dribble through a good extra load of players.
They've either got a dribble, or they've got a long ball it from behind the halfway line.
I think he actually might have leveled the playing field. I think it'll be a close game. Mm. I think it'll be a close game. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that section. I enjoyed that you thought about this very well. You built us up, because I was going to say the first two rules, there's no way Real Madrid, they smoke Accrington Stadium.
Sorry. I needed to paint the picture of what the aesthetics look like. And then I can't remember what my second rule was, but that too, and then bringing it in with the third.
Of course. I'm trying to think, can Mbappe run through a load of Real Madrid dressed players?
If he can't, I'll take him at Tottenham.
Perfect. Okay, cool. We'll leave that one there. Ref for the day, you let us know if you think Forms has leveled the playing field. Ideally, we'd want Akron Stanley under 16s to win, but he's thrown in a load of extra players for them. He's thrown in school uniforms for Real Madrid players, and they've got the Real Madrid kits, the Akron Stanley players. And then on top of that as well, no four passes after halfway line. Incredible stuff. You have to either dribble it or take some amazing strikes from behind the halfway line. Right, we're going to go into my favourite section of VAR You Serious. Now, this could change. This is a new show. This can change throughout the time we're doing this. But right now, the Fantasy 11 is top tier stuff when it comes to VAR You Serious. It is the 11 that nobody asked for, but we are doing it. Yeah? Everyone who knows me knows that this is my absolute favourite, yeah? It's time to create our Fantasy 11. And this week, we created a Mythical Creatures 11. I'll be honest, I struggled with this one a little bit. Mythical Creatures isn't my bag, yeah? Greek mythology, we're kind of there. We're there or thereabouts. Mythical Creatures, we're talking Loch Ness Monster. We're talking Bigfoot. We're talking, there's a snow one. I think that is Bigfoot. No, it's not. There's a snow one.
The Yeti. And with that, spoiler alert, I got Yeti on my team.
Okay, right, let's get into this. Let's do this. Obviously, we'll use a classic 4-3-3, and you can go first. I think you can go first.
Oh, we're going 4-3-3.
I have to, because my 4-4-4-2, my brain couldn't compute that for now. So we're going to go 4-3-3. That is the rules of this. So you might have to do some rejigging whilst you're there.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I think we should do. I don't know if we should do player for player. We should do player for player. So when you say yours, I'll say mine. And then they can decide who's got the best Fantasy 11. Right. You let me know your first. You let me know your goalkeeper, because that's where we're going to start. In goal.
In goal, I've gone for a Kraken.
Ooh.
That's bare arms.
Oh, I didn't really think of that.
Bare arms.
Kraken is a good one. This is going to test my knowledge, but a Kraken. Okay, nice. They're like sea. Is that right? They're in the sea and
yeah, with like a million arms.
Yeah, like an octopus sort of thing. Kraken. Oh, I tried to look for one of those, but I couldn't find. I didn't know which one it is. Okay.
What about you?
I've gone for a dragon.
Okay.
Because they can fly, they can fire breathe, and hear me?
I get it.
They can stop a lot of things in front of them. Big crosses into the box, no problem for a dragon. Big dragon, big tail. Dragon and goal for me. That's a good start, though. Kraken and dragon. All right, next one. Left back.
I'm going to give you my fullback pairing.
Go for it.
I'm going to go centre.
Yeah,
centre. Into the half, yeah, horse, centre, half.
Yeah, love that.
Because it's got the footballing brain of a human, but can run and sprint and overlap and do everything like a horse.
Yeah.
Then on the other side, I've gone Pegasus. It's pretty much the same thing with wings, no?
Correct.
So it's like the Trent and Robbo or the Danny Rose and Kyle Walker.
The Trent and Robbo was a good example.
I just think pace, I think aggression, I think strength, because tracking back is a key in modern football as well. So I think that's what I've gone for.
Nice. I'm going to go and do my pairing. Left back, a bit rogue. Medusa. Yeah, just a little. She can see. She's got a lot of vision. The snakes on her hair. She can see all the pitch. You know, she can nip at people when she's defending as well, corners and that. I'm going Medusa for left back. A bit different, but I'm going to go with that. Right back, Sorry. Yeah, right back. Because she's my left back. Right back, I'm going... I'm just trying to find my right back. Here we are. A Minotaur. Half ball, half human. Yeah, that's a Minotaur. Now...
That's your right back?
That's my right back.
Crazy.
Timber, during Timber, to me, is a ball. There we go.
Boring.
You're going to find out this weekend, Forms. You're going to find out. Timber, one of the best full... The best fullback, forget Reece James, in the Premier League right now. He is a ball. So I've gone with a Minotaur, half ball, half human, as my right back. That's strong there. So yeah, okay, next one. Centre back pairing, talk to me.
Centre backs, I've gone Minotaur and centre back.
Okay.
Big, strong, don't touch me, okay. Roar kind of vibes. I'm never roaring on radio again. but my pairing is the Minotaur and a Yeti. Because you ain't getting past them. Big brick walls don't come for me. Because one of them is yeah, it's both. They need no explanation, bro. They're big boys.
Okay. You've done well there. A little bit stiff, though, maybe, you know, because they're big, but can they...
look who I've put on left and right back.
You've got cover with it. Okay.
There you go.
Half horses.
And
half,
just wait till you find out who my midfield is. You'll be like, yeah, you can have the stiff boys at the centre back. That's fine.
Okay, I've gone to my centre back pairing. Cyclops, number one. Yes, he's got one line of vision, tunnel vision, but old school, big, strong, giant sized man, one eye, see the ball in the air, don't worry. All I've got to do is look at that one ball with my one eye, bang.
Yeah.
Solid in defence there. Yeah. Cyclops. I've gone a bit left field for the second centre back partner. I might have mixed Greek mythology with mythical mythology, but I've gone Zeus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a cheat code. He's the god.
All right.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need that. You need that on your side.
Sometimes you need God
Lightning,
on your side.
Yeah, sometimes you need God on your side. I see a lot of players, very religious, they look up and they say, yeah, we need the all power.
Yeah, fair play.
Zeus is in my back line. So that's my centre-back pairing. It's gone Cyclops and Zeus. Going into midfield, talk to me.
I've gone for a very, I think, very strong mentality midfield with some trickery too. I'm going to give you all three of them in one. I've gone for, and they can all pivot as well. There is no need for...
It's rotate, complete rotate. All through DM, left eights, right eights, tens.
My midfield three, because I was going to put Cyclops at CDM, because he's got one eye, one job, and that job is protect the defence. But then you're really looking at some stiffness.
Yeah, you really are.
So I'm not going to do that. My midfield three, I'm going to go for a wizard.
Oh, that's good.
Because magician. Literally midfield magician.
That's a 10,
magician,
That's a 10. But if they can rotate, that's fine.
But hear me out.
Go on.
Because I've also gone genie. Jeez. You're just pure magic in midfield right now. This is Xavi and Iniesta. This is Modric and another Modric.
he's thought about this deeply. I can't lie.
And then for the true leader, I've gone for Valkyrie in midfield. Strong mindset, leader, box to box. But she will just control everything, and I think that as a midfield trio is goated.
Okay, the midfield is strong. Let me shake your hand.
Thank you.
You've done well there.
I got a sweaty hand, but
it's
thank
fine.
You.
No, it's fine. You've done very well there, Forms. I can't lie. My midfield three now.
Oh, Zubimendi because he's a wizard. Oh, Rice because he's a cyclops.
Well, you're on the right path. We've gone DM, a Senator. You've said about it before already. Half man.
Yeah.
You know, got the knowledge of a footballer. It's half man, but then also half horse.
Yeah.
Right? Can get up across the pitch. Has to cover a lot of ground. Declan Rice is known as the horse. We had to get a horse in there. And I stuck with that theme because in my left eight, we've got a unicorn. Something different. Yeah, unicorn. We like that. Can gallop around. You know, I don't know if the horn's going to be useful, but it's there.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Magical.
I'm going to surprise you with my front three with these answers.
Interesting. So unicorn in the left eight can be magical as well, mythical. Number 10. My number 10, or my right eight, shall we say. I like this one. I've gone with Angel. Yeah? Blessed. Up there.
Floating through that.
Gliding.
Yeah.
All good spirits. You know what I mean? Got an Angel in there. Living good. My team is blessed. All right. So we're going with Angel in my 10. That's my midfield three. So I've got Angel, Unicorn, and Senator. Front three. Let's do this.
My front three. I'm going to start with one of your midfielders. I'm going to go Unicorn.
Nice. Where's that? Where's
Unicorn's going on the right.
Okay.
Because charging. I've just got pace on the wings with the fullbacks and the wingers right now. The unicorn with that horn is scaring off any fullback on the opposition. That fullback is doing a Miles Lewis Skelly and like running away.
I've got a Minotaur, bro.
Or
I have a
Yuri and Timber running away.
I have a ball with horns.
Fury and just being scared and running away.
We can go horn for horn.
We can go European trophy for... No, we can't.
We can go gold, invincible... Premier League, any...
We went invincible 50 years ago.
Cecil, this is not your normal...
That gold trophy, by the way, is so old, it's copper now. Like, it's not a thing.
But no one has it.
Yeah, but you...
No one has it anymore. They can't. Gold trophy, invincibles.
European glory. Everyone's won a league title. Talk about European.
Not invincible. Anyway, right, we're getting back to your front three.
On the left wing, I've gone Werewolf. However, the only downfall with Werewolf is you've got to play a night game. So Werewolf's coming out for a Champions League rotation because Werewolf in the daytime is moving like me. And if, I mean, listen, charity football matches, sign me up. However... Don't play me for the full 90. Don't play me on the wing.
Okay.
Werewolf is coming through for the night game.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they're my wingers. Unicorn and Werewolf. It's just pure pace and aggression and scariness. And then I can't decide. No, you know what? You've taken Dragon, so I'm not going to put Dragon up top. What I'm going to put up top is, and I don't remember the name of it, but you know that three-headed dog?
Yes.
That.
Yes.
Because that is that is a it's like having three Richarlisons on the pitch or golden with three Richies.
100% because I actually had that three-headed dog in my team, but I took him out.
What's it called?
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Correct. Cerberus.
Yeah, big up the woof woof and woof.
Do you know what? I was laughing really hard when he mentioned the werewolf and because he's thought about it so much. It has to be a night game. And I had the werewolf on my left wing as well. And now I'm struggling because I'm like, I didn't even consider that. Has to be at night. But I can do the opposite. Okay, here we go. You're going to see it here.
All right.
Look how I can think on my toes. That's what we do here on VR. Are you serious? Let's go right wing first. I've gone Pegasus.
Ah, so, cool.
Of course, the same thought that you had, you know, lightning down the wing, you know, legs, all of that can be at you. Cool. Left wing, like I mentioned, I had werewolf. I'm going to change it because I forget that. I can only play at night if we choose a werewolf.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the opposite. Oh, my, no. I've had an absolute howl.
I was going to say, whatever you're about to say is going to go down like a lead balloon. Yep, I can already feel it.
Because I was going
to
say vampire, but I just realised they can't be in sunlight. What am I doing here?
Yeah, no,
that's not going
to
work.
Plus, also, Luis Suarez springs to mind if you're bringing out vampire.
Exactly that, the bites and that. So I'm going to have to change it real quick. And I'm going to go with... A, Hydrus, which is like you've gone with a Cerberus, which is a three-headed dog. I've gone with a Hydrus, which is a five-headed snake.
Okay.
So it can just move and jolt.
Yeah, but
jolt
no neck muscles. Where's the heading coming from?
Yeah, but when it can, you know what I mean? It's got pure vision. It can slide between players. It can be, you know, through the grass. You might even not even see. You might just see the ball moving.
Yeah.
Without seeing the actual mythical creature. Then up front, I've gone... With my number nine is a giant. Bigfoot, standard.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hit the big man up top.
That makes sense.
Standard.
You didn't want to put him in goal, though.
Because you think about it visually.
Yeah.
It's legs. It'll be its feet.
True.
Doing this. Obviously, you lot can't see me, but it'll just be looking down.
Yeah, just for context, Cecil has stood up.
Yeah, and trying to just block it with his feet, which I don't really
feel. But at the same time, if he's like 20 foot tall, he ain't heading a... His foot's bigger than the goal, bro.
That's true, but he can just kick all the other players and all your little things that you said, the unicorns, all of that is baby food to him. He can just move them out of the way, then just kick the goalkeeper out of the way, and then he can just leave the goal open, and then we can score the goals.
My genie is going to shrink him, though.
Ah, so you're thinking about this.
Yeah. We're going head to head right now.
That's mad.
Yeah.
How did I not put a magician or a genie in there? But I have the powers of the Lord. I have... Angels.
I can't mess with God. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Right. Well, that is it for our fantasy 11. I need to go. I want you to go through your full 11, all it in ones, and read it back to me. All right. And I'm gonna go through mine, and they will let the audience decide who's got the best 11.
Just remind me what the three-headed dog was called.
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
I hope I'm saying that right.
Cool. All right. In goal, we've gone Kraken, million legs.
Yep.
Back four. Centaur, Minotaur, Yeti, Unicorn, Midfield 3, Wizard, Genie, Valkyrie, Front 3, Pegasus. Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry. I'm going to do that one again. Keeper, Kraken, Bear Arms, Back Four, Centaur, Minotaur, Yeti, Pegasus. Midfield three, we're going Wizard, Genie, Valkyrie, front three, Unicorn, Werewolf, and up top, Cerberus.
That is quality. That is quality. My fantasy.
This is 11. The silliest game ever, by the way. I love it.
I love it. I love it so much. That's my favourite. My 11, starting goal with Dragon. Wings and that. Flies. Fire. Come on, G. Medusa's going left back. For my right back, that is going to be a Minotaur. Half ball, half human. Aggressive. Like that. Getting up and down the wing. My centre-back pairing, Cyclops and Zeus. Come on, powers of God and Cyclops, giant. One eye, but he's just got to head that ball. That's all I ask for. We're going to go into the midfield. In my DM position, we've got a Centaur, half man, half horse, get around the pitch. Unicorn in the number eight, in the left eight. An Angel playing number 10, the powers. Exactly that. And then front three, we've got Pegasus on the right wing, Werewolf on the left wing. No, we changed the Werewolf to A. It is the five-headed snake, which goes by the name of Hydrus. Yes, and then we've got our striker, which is Bigfoot, a giant. May not be able to score too many goals, but he'll cause a disruption. We can ping it to him up top, chest it down,
plus,
and let everyone
people
else do the work.
People are paying to see him.
And yeah, people are paying to see him, of course.
There you go.
You want to see a giant out, just head above the stadium, just there.
Yeah.
Mad, saying hello to the planes as they fly by. Come on, come on. That's going to be the star striker for me. Let us know who has the best fantasy 11. And up next, we've got for you the FUBAR football quiz. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
VAR, are you serious on FUBAR Radio?
Yes, people, we are back with VAR, are you serious? My name is Cecil G. I've got Forms in the studio with me today. And up next is the FUBAR football quiz. But something different, because not many people, I don't enjoy football quizzes. I don't enjoy people pointing things at me and judging me for certain things. So we've gone something a little bit different. This is real or fake. I am going to read out the names of eight professional sportsmen. Some of the names will be real. Some of the names will be fake. All you have to do is tell me which is real and which is fake. Now, I'm going to try and hide this from you. I don't know if you can see that.
No, I can't see. I can't see.
Brilliant.
Can't see.
Brilliant. Well, you keep your eyes on me and we'll be able to go through this. We're going to start. Let's start with Big Johnson.
I'm not familiar with Big Johnson.
Oh, you're not, are you?
No, not in my football life or my personal life. If you mean Big Johnson, the Welsh guy that scored the winner in the Europa League final for Tottenham Hotspur, you know, the one that brought us European glory, then
here we are again.
Sure thing. He's a geezer. Big, as in first name Big.
Yeah, Big, last name Johnson.
Is this any sport?
Any sport.
Crazy.
And you know what country that could lead to?
Listen. I'm gonna hope that there is a Big Johnson out there. I'm gonna say, yeah, he's real.
There we go, NFL player. Could it be a Big Johnson? Big Johnson running down the wing. Big Johnson with a touchdown. It's fake.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. I might change my name. I used to go by Big Forms in school, and now then I dropped the big and just thought, I think I'm just gonna change myself to Big Johnson now.
Big Johnson.
Yeah.
We can trademark it because it's not out there right now.
Yeah, love it.
Razor shines.
Yeah, he does. That's real. I reckon I can name you three people called Razor. One of them's got shine. Let's run it.
That's very good. Former basketball player Razor Shines is legit.
Yes.
Well done. That's one. One out of two. Good. Not bad start. Dick Trickle.
Yeah, it does. You should probably go and see someone about it. But Dick Trickle. Big up Richard. Richard Tricks.
Oh my god.
As days. I like to call him.
Dick Trickle is crazy.
Yeah, that is.
On radio as well is that, crazy.
That can't. I would like to hope that's real. I'm going to go, yeah, that's real.
You're going to go, that's real?
Yeah.
That is real. American race car driver, Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
On his last lap.
Dick's trickling through. And he overtakes Lewis Hamilton. And it's Dick Trickle! The champagne spray!
Yeah, crazy.
Everywhere.
Crazy.
Dick's Trickle was spraying everywhere.
Yeah, wild.
Wow.
All right.
What a name.
Richard be racing.
Wow.
Okay. World be free.
I mean, I should hope so. World be free.
Yeah, world be free.
I'm gonna say no. I think that's not a real name.
World be free.
Yeah.
That is a real name.
Wow.
And a former NBA player again.
Wow.
America got some crazy names.
Crazy names.
World B dot free. That Ooh. Is superb. Fair play. So that was a real name. Steve Schatz.
One more time, please. I didn't hear that.
How are we
properly.
On this show? How is this my new avenue in my life?
Also, you know how when football players at the start of the season have to say their name and say it again slower? Just repeat that slower a little bit, please.
Steve Schatz.
And just again, we didn't quite get that one.
Steve Schatz.
Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Is that a real name?
No, can't be. Can't be. And if it is, Steve, first of all, I'm so sorry. And second of all, I will pay to change it.
Steve Schatz is a real name.
No!
Former basketball player as well. That is unbelievable.
How are you spelling Schatz?
S-H-A-R-T-S. The actual Schatz. That is crazy. Maybe in America, though, that they may not have that expression. I need to Google that. I need to know. In America is... I don't want to... Basically, I can do it. When you have a bad belly. I've been in this situation before.
Is poop and bum air together shots?
There you go. Poop and bum air. Yeah, you go to release some gas, but something else follows and it ends up in your pants. So that is what shots is. I wonder if they have that same terminology in America, but Steve Schatz is a real name.
I hope they don't.
Okay. Pain in the ass.
No, there can't be a name.
I love this
there show. Can't be a... Pain in the ass.
Pain Hindi has.
That's either a very unfortunate cricketer.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't exist.
Well, which one are you going? This might now be my favourite segment. I'll be honest. I forgot how good this segment is. Pain Hindi has. Okay.
I mean, it's been a list of yeses. This one has to be fake.
Well done.
Yeah.
You've done law of averages.
Yeah.
Because he was being swayed there. It is fake. Richard Rick Richardson. Oh, wow. So that obviously translates to people if you're not from the UK, but we shorten Richard to Dick. So that would be Dick Dickinson. But Richard Rick Richardson.
Mm. Dickie cubed. Well, listen, isn't a Wolfsburg manager like Wolfgang Wolfsburg or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So maybe I'm going to say, yeah, big up Richie Rich.
Richie Rich is fake. Richard Rick Richardson is fake.
Okay.
Last one.
I'm doing terribly at this, by the way.
I've lost count, but I just know you're not winning.
Yeah.
You've got three wrong. We're going to go with the final one. Strong one to end. We've had Dick Trickle. We've had Richard Rick Richardson. We now have Chubby Cox.
Yeah, that's it. Forget Big Johnson. That's more my lane. Chubby Cox, big up yourself if you're real. For the hope and glory, Chubby Cox is a real man.
You smashed the last one.
Yeah.
You've scored a last minute screamer.
Yeah.
Former NBA player, Chubby Cox.
Yeah.
Spelt Chubby, C-O-X on the end. Yep, that spells Cox. That is Chubby Cox.
Listen,
for you there.
Listen, when Chubby Cox makes a bucket, it's two. But when Chubby Cox makes a three, he's a little less chubby.
Exactly that. Life.
Can I say that on the radio? Is that mine?
Yeah, can you? You can say what you want on here. This is FUBAR Radio. This is VR. Are you serious? And Chubby Cox is a former NBA player. Bring him up every time. You got 4 out of 8.
I'll take it.
50%.
I'll take it.
It's not bad. Now, we are going to finish with... We did score predictions of what we think the North London Derby is going to be. Mm. But this one is Mum Knows the Score. Now, this is an amazing segment, which I really enjoy as well. And we're going to finish the show with some predictions. But we don't want the usual predictions based off form or the table positions, because why ask experts when you can ask someone who once thought the offside rule was a bus lane restriction? Forms, We have asked you to ask the person you think knows the least about football for their predictions for this week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run through this. Give me their score predictions and any antidotes that they added on to what they said when it came to their score predictions. Let's go.
Listen, I've gone for the superhero in my life, and that is my mother. And to be fair, there are some pretty decent guesses. And then some pretty completely off guesses as well. Mm. Followed by a voice note that she's left for you that I'd like to play into the microphone.
Burnley Chelsea, what does she go with?
She's gone for 2-1 Chelsea.
Liverpool Forest?
She's gone 2-2. But she's written 2-2 to Liverpool.
Bournemouth West Ham.
Bournemouth West Ham is 0-0 to Bournemouth.
Wolves Crystal Palace.
She's gone 1-0 Palace, sorry. She's gone 1-0 Palace.
Okay, so Wolves.
She's written 1-0 Wolves, but I remember her saying Palace.
Okay, crazy. Brighton Brentford.
She's gone for 2-1 Brighton.
Yeah, okay. I like that. We like that. Fulham Sunderland.
She's gone 3-1 Fulham.
Newcastle Man City.
Now, anyone with a footballing brain will tell you that St. James's is a hard place to go. My mum has clearly got a footballing brain. She's gone 4-1 Newcastle.
Please, Newcastle, rise. 4-1 would be a dream. And I will actually personally ring your mum myself if that is the case.
Don't you be ringing my mum. Don't you be ringing my mum.
Hey, Leeds versus Aston Villa.
She said, in her words, Leeds will try their hardest, but Aston Villa will win 1-0.
I'm going to go Man United Everton
nicely
before
done.
I go to the last prediction.
She said 3-2 United.
Oh.
But she also made a point of it being pity on United because obviously their pants.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then finally, the North London derby forms, Arsenal versus Tottenham. Now, I hope she's done all right with these predictions. In my opinion, for someone who doesn't really watch football, my mum would be the same.
Mm.
Now, I'll really judge her on this scoreline here.
Mm.
Arsenal versus Tottenham.
Listen, I think she actually spent the longest on this.
Okay, that's good to know.
And I think that's probably because whenever we lose, she's the reason I'm a Spurs fan. So whenever we lose, I call her and I say, your team are pants. Thanks for making me support them. And then when we win, I call her and I'm like, yes, mum! So based off of that mixed roller coaster of emotions, she's gone for Arsenal Football Club 1, Tottenham Hotspur 4, of which I said, we're playing at the Emirates, mum. And she went, yeah. And I went, still 4-1? She went, yeah. I went, we don't win there, mum. She went, yeah, but this year is different. And I will take that energy straight into the North London derby, Karen Foreman. Thank you very much. And she's also on the back of it. She then sent me a voice note afterwards saying, this is my reason. Well, not my reason, but this is my feeling towards the game. And I'm going to full volume this. Try play it into the mic.
Yes, please. For us.
This is her passion.
Spurs are going to win at the Emirates. They are definitely going to win. I mean, who wears red anyway? I've even stopped wearing red nail varnish. Come on, you Spurs. We're going to win.
There you go. You heard it here first from Mama Forms. That she's even stopped wearing red nail polish. That's how passionate she is.
Well, if Newcastle beat Man City 4-1, I'll buy her a nice new pot of red nail varnish. And if Arsenal win, I'll make sure I hand deliver it to your mum myself.
Crazy.
Thank you so much for that, Forbes. And thank for the mums. Mum knows the score. That was who you've selected for the person that knows the least about football to give you the score predictions for this weekend's fixtures. And we're going to be doing a leaderboard around that as well. So if your mum might be the top of that leaderboard, she might have got all those predictions close or right or completely wrong. And we'll have a leaderboard here in the studio. We'll be keeping a track and an eye on that throughout the whole of VAR. You serious? Thank you so much, Forms, for coming in and
thank
being
you.
My first guest in a big weekend of football, mainly big weekend of football because it is Arsenal versus Tottenham, the North London derby at the Emirates. A massive, massive game, 4:30 p.m. kickoff this Sunday. Thank you so much for joining me. I've had a great time. I hope you had a great time on FUBAR Radio and on VAR. You serious?
Thank you very much, my brother. Pleasure, as always.
Thank you very much. And we will see you and you'll hear us again very soon. Take care.